It's Marketplace Tech Report from American Public Media for Friday, October 8th, 2010. I'm John Moe. The Marines are going green. Yesterday marked the 9th anniversary of the war in Afghanistan, a fight that has cost a lot of lives and a lot of money. In an effort to save both, Company I of the 3rd Battalion, 5th Marines in Afghanistan is conducting an experiment using renewable energy technology. Major Patrick Reynolds is with the Technology Division of the Marine Corps War Fighting Laboratory.
For the solar technology, there's 4 different systems that we sent out there. The first one is called Zero Base. It has about 5 solar collectors on it, as well as a battery bank for storage. A more deployable system, I guess, for moving around a battlefield is what we call Greens. It's a ground renewable expeditionary energy system. It collects about 1.6 kilowatts of energy. So if the Marines can limit their pull on this to 300 watts, they're able to use this system continuously 24 hours a day.
The Marines are also using meters to monitor their energy use, meters bought at Home Depot. Home Depot? Colonel Bob Charette, Jr. is director of the Marine Corps Expeditionary Energy Office. He says they didn't want to go through a big Pentagon bureaucracy to get this stuff to the Marines because the need was urgent.
In a 3-month period, we had 299 fuel and water convoys in the Helmand Province. During that time frame, we had 6 Marines wounded in action, hauling fuel and water around. And so we said, listen, we've really got to get at this. And the guy who said that was a commandant of the Marine Corps. A year ago, he said, we're going to do something about this and get our Marines off the road as best we can. Now, you know, we're cautiously optimistic on this technology because we haven't done full developmental military process on it. If it proves successful, we will.
Are there preliminary indications? How's it going?
When we first started this effort a year ago, and, you know, the young Marines that are going to go deploy with it, they were hesitant. So we said, hey, listen, just trust us on this. If you don't like it, we'll get rid of it. We bring them up to 29 Palms out in California, and we trained them on it throughout July. And I'll tell you what, it was 130 degrees on the deck out there. The Marines we gave the renewables to, they were some of the happiest Marines out in the desert because they had 24/7 power, and where the other Marines that were using our standard fossil fuel systems were breaking down because of the heat. Now, we work around that by having backups and other things. But the Marines that had the renewables had consistent power, plus they had the solar shading, so they were really happy Marines.
What about in terms of cost?
Well, it's obviously more upfront cost. Our standard generator, our diesel-burning generator, is only about $3,000 to $6,000. The solar-powered solutions with the battery systems can be up to $50,000 to $70,000. They can be pretty expensive. That's the initial upfront cost. When you take over the total life cycle cost of moving all that, you make up your money rather quickly.
Other stories we're following at MarketplaceTech.org. Yahoo has gussied up its search results. If you search on sports teams or movies now, a little box of links at the top appears to guide you more quickly to tickets and event information. Also displaying quicker, more ads. And Motorola is suing Apple, claiming products like the iPhone, iPad, and MacBook computer infringe on 18 Motorola patents. They're asking a judge for an injunction to stop those products from being sold. If you Google smiling cigar guy, you get a ton of results of a goofy-looking guy's head photoshopped into historical photos. It's an internet sensation, a meme, on the last few days. Ellen Roundtree and Don Caldwell are with the website Know Your Meme.
The original photo was from the Ryder Cup. And photographer Mark Payne was in the way of a stray golf ball hit by Tiger Woods. And he snapped the photo right before it hit him, making an amazing shot. And the smiling cigar guy just happened to be in the gallery. And he was wearing a wig and a fake mustache and had a stogie hanging out of his mouth, which was pretty funny looking.
It is an incredible photo. A golf ball is flying straight at you. But once you see smiling cigar guy, that's the only thing that can grab your attention in that picture.
Cigar guy is just so out of place because there's this amazing action shot happening. And then you look into the crowd and usually, you know, not to offend any golfers out there, but
stately golf fans are
yes.
The norm.
Yeah. You're used to seeing men who just do the golf clap and occasionally a few women.
Do we know who cigar guy actually is?
No, we have not found that out yet. On October the 5th, cigar guy was Google's 5th most popular search term in the United States. So you would think that cigar guy would kind of expose himself, say, it was me.
You can see some of smiling cigar guy's greatest hits at MarketplaceTech.org. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Gather.com, the social network where people can make new friends who share their interests. You can meet people talking about today's news at news.gather.com.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.